Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does
about
anyone
what?
In your house work for a news about issues
about
facing your community and the nation? Does anyone in your house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances they will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And what is your age?
56.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know how to answer that question. Sorry. Pass.
Don't worry. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10, how important that is for you?
5.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages?
5. 5,
thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
7.
7, thank you. Reducing crime?
7.
7, thank you. Securing the southern border?
0.
0. Lowering taxes?
5.
Taking climate change? Tackling climate change?
6.
6, thank you. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
6.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that organization, please say so. Lori Chavez, a reamer.
I don't have an opinion one way or another. So what is that, a 50?
If you have no opinion, just let me know. Don't worry.
Okay, no opinion.
Of that person. Republicans in Congress?
40.
40. Thank you. J.D. Vance?
I don't really have enough information to make an opinion.
Thank you. Tina Kotek?
Same.
No opinion. Democrats
correct.
In Congress?
Forty.
40, thank you. Joe Biden?
50.
50. McDonald's?
McDonald's, like the restaurant?
Yes.
50.
50, thank you. Kamala Harris?
50.
50. Donald Trump?
0.
0. And Janelle Bynum?
I'm sorry, who did you say?
I'm sorry, Janelle Bynum.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you for those opinions. I know it's still a way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Independent.
For independent Cornel West or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kennedy.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither. I probably wouldn't vote.
And if you have to lean, on which one would you lean towards?
I just wouldn't. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I know it is still way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Probably Democrat on that one.
Janelle Bynum, then.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a first chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small.
Just a very slight chance. Small or a small chance.
Right.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve in some ways and disapprove in others.
But if you have to choose, do you approve or disapprove? How would you say that he's doing his job?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as a member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove, thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Remer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party and find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and know that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes, over the course of the survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, in the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer? If you're undecided, please say so.
I still think I would vote Democrat on that one.
Janelle Bynum, thank you. And what specifically stuck out the most to you about Janelle Bynum? It's an open question.
Okay. Just because she's not so showy. And she just works. I feel like she is not a showboater.
Thank you for those opinions. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use a number between 0 to 10. Janelle Bidem has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women to have the same rights. They did when Roe was still law, and in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10, how convincing are you to vote for her after that statement?
7.
Thank you. Janelle Bidem is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continues to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous this has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing by cross-party lines by voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that a statement for your vote for her?
10.
Thank you. Janelle Bidem hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as working mother of four and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here and rent is a skyrocket. Low-paying jobs are cutting in. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convinced is that a statement for you to vote for her?
3.
Thank you. Janelle Bidem is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its way because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that a statement for you to vote for her?
10.
Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bidem or Republican Lori Chavez Ramer?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Ramer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Ramer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. Lori Chavez Ramer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spent her time in her multimillionaire dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Are you in a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all about supporting her after that statement?
5.
The options are a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I guess it might bother me somewhat, but usually, I mean, this is America, and if people work hard and they're successful, good on them. They don't owe anything to anybody else.
So you would say it doesn't really.
It doesn't really bother me that she is successful. No.
Just something. Lori Chavez Ramer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, after that statement, to support her?
To not support her?
To support her.
Does that statement make me want to support her?
A great deal? Quite a bit?
No.
Just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, then. Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bidem or Republican Laurie Chavez de Raymer?
Democrat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for a statistical purpose only. What is the last years of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And you mentioned you were unmarried or married, I'm sorry?
Unmarried.
Oh, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union employer or association?
No.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Excellent. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We appreciate your opinions, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Have a great evening.